Just knowing what is risky is not enough. Hey, everybody. Todd Conklin, pre-accident investigation safety moment. It is important to know what's risky. It's important to know what's critical. These are important pieces of information. It's really actually vital data. It's just not sufficient. In my old world, we used to call it necessary but not sufficient. And I think that's actually a pretty important term to coin here. Knowing what's risky is necessary, but it's not sufficient. And the reason it's not sufficient is we have to match risk with control. Now, in the old days, we'd say risk with mitigation, a risk with barrier, risk with safeguards. All those words are fine. But ultimately, it's that relationship between the critical process, the critical step, the risk, and the controls present within the system. And if one of those is out of balance, too much risk, not enough control, or I guess weirdly, no risk and tons of control, that'd be weird, but I'm sure we could find places where that exists. We know then we have a problem that not only impacts our ability to be reliable, but also our ability to be efficient. So remember that relationship between robust, reliable, and efficient, because it's a really important relationship. They all kind of coexist together at the same time. And it's all based upon the identification of risk, but just knowing risk is not enough. Our hazard assessment process is not enough. We know that. We have lots of data to prove that to us, and yet old school thinking tells us identify the hazards and then ask the workers to be more careful. Well, it's just not enough. Identification of risk is necessary, but it's not sufficient. That's the safety moment for today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. And for goodness sakes, you guys, be safe.